T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. Last night after the game, we came to a decision that we had to relieve Jay of his duties. Dan and I met with Jay this morning to release him of his duties. Jay was disappointed in not being able to achieve what we all wanted to achieve, and it was a brief conversation. After that, we had a coaches meeting, and we're fortunate to have a seasoned veteran like Bill Callahan on our staff, and we named Bill our interim head coach, and had an entire coaching staff meeting, and Bill has been grinding through meetings the rest of the morning. To make a decision like this is a difficult, but it was necessary. Our 0-5 start is not just disappointing. We had much different expectations for this beginning of the season. We owe it to our fans, our millions of fans, not just here in the great nation's capital, but across the world, the organization, the players, the coaches, and their families to do everything we can to win. And under Bill's leadership and the programs he's going to put in and the discipline and execution, we believe we're giving it the best opportunity to beat the Miami Dolphins and for the rest of the year. With that, I'll take some questions.
John Kahn, ESPN. Bruce, obviously you know what Jay Gruden's record is. Under Dan, the record isn't as good either. I mean, your tenure here, not as good either. Why should people have confidence that you guys are going to finally put together the product that they want to see on
you? You know, John, that's a fair question. And right now, we're all 0-5. And I don't believe anybody is hiding from their record. And our goal is to obviously change that and beat the Dolphins. When you're around this building enough, you can feel the passion of these players. You can feel the ability of these players. And you can see the coaches working their tails off to try and come up with a winning game plan. That's all we can do right now is work toward the Dolphin game and this season and to keep developing these players.
Great. Bruce, moving forward, what's the plan at quarterback? Have you talked to Bill about that? Is it expected to – does he have free reign to pick whoever he wants to go with, or have you talked about time to develop Dwayne Haskins for the rest of the season?
Well, Kareem, yes, it'll be up to Coach Callahan, who plays at any position, the same way it was up to Coach Gruden on who's going to play. We're thrilled to have Dwayne here. We think his future is very bright, and whatever gives Coach Callahan the formula for success, I'm sure he's going to do. But you'll be able to ask him that later today.
J.P. Finley, NBC Sports Washington. Bruce, throughout your time with the Skins, there hasn't been much success, and you've held various roles, GM, VP, team president, all of that. What's your level of accountability for that lack of success?
Well, once again, fair question, J.P., that we're all involved in this. I don't ever want to hide from our record. I don't want to hide from things that didn't go the way we wanted them to go. And all we can do is work. And do I believe in the group that's here? Yes. I think Doug and Kyle had a great draft. I think they've had a few great drafts. I see what the coaches are trying to accomplish, and I see what the people do at the stadium. They're great workers. They care about this team. They care about this franchise, and I'm not saying I care more than anyone, but I absolutely want what's best for the Washington Redskins, and we're going to make sure we do it.
Bruce, over here. Les Carpenter, Washington Post. First thing I want to ask is, when last night did you guys make that decision?
Oh, I believe it was around 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, somewhere around there.
And is this for cause? Is this for football reasons, non-football
reasons?
No, this
is it's not for cause.
Okay.
Craig, then Michael Phillips.
Bruce, Craig Hoffman, 106.7 The Fan. You've been the primary decision maker for this organization for nearly a decade now, and in that time, you guys have won only 38% of your games. When you look back at that decade, what do you feel like you could have done differently to not be standing here now, having moved on from a second head coach in that time?
Well, I promise you that I never thought of standing here in midseason with a coaching change. We all have hopes and dreams the same way the fans do and the players who are working out right now trying to get better. And all we can do is try to improve tomorrow. I'd like to change a result of a game or two or a season, but you can't. All you can deal with is today and tomorrow, and that's what we're going to do.
Dan Snyder not addressing the fans today?
Because I am.
Will there be an opportunity to talk to Dan about the franchise that he owns at some point?
Yeah, Dan makes himself available from time to time.
All right. Rhiannon Walker, The Athletic, D.C. Bruce, at the end of your tenure at the Oakland Raiders, you had three straight playoff appearances, one including Super Bowl with Bill Callahan. In Tampa Bay, two of your last 3 years, they were in the playoffs. What is the plan here for D.C.? How can you replicate the success that you had in Tampa Bay and Oakland and bring that to D.C. exactly?
Well, you know, Bill, as I said, is seasoned. He has a track record as a head coach. He is already implementing a plan for this team, and schedules are going to change and things of that nature. It is 0-5. We have 11 regular season games left, and we still can accomplish many of our goals. There's no one in this locker room who's going to quit, no one in this organization who's going to shy away from some extra work. We'll be confident in the work product, and hopefully we can execute better on game day.
Bruce, Ben Standing with The Athletic. Go back to Dwayne Haskins. There's been plenty of reports and conversation about whether the front office and GA were on the same page with regards to drafting Dwayne at 15. What can you say to that, if everybody was on the same page? And then also, what were your thoughts on the development of Dwayne this year up to yesterday?
You know, when you take a first-round player, it gets a lot of publicity. Seventh rounders don't get much publicity. All the coaches are involved in our draft meetings. When we're setting the draft board, the coaches are involved and they sign off on everything. As far as Dwayne, we're excited as hell to have him on this football team. And we think he has a great future ahead of him. He's working very hard. He's learning the system. And when Coach Callahan decides to put him in, he'll make that decision. But Jay was excited about Dwayne Haskins, and I think he probably talked to several of you from OTAs and training camp about how well he was doing.
Tom Fitzgerald from Fox 5. I don't know if this is a football question, but this is more of a state of the state question. Yesterday, your stadium was pretty much taken over by Patriot fans. The players heard it. The opposing players heard it. The opposing head coach mentioned it yesterday. Where we're at right now, can you apologize to the Washington Redskins fans who have been so loyal for so long? And what are you going to do starting today in your capacity to make things better?
Well, I appreciate, Tom, I appreciate the fact that the Patriots have a great fan base. And they've had tremendous success, and Bill Belichick's probably the best coach in NFL history. So I'm sure many of our fans put their tickets on the second market and made some money on it, selling it to people from the Northeast. All we can do is try to improve our product. These games we weren't close in. We've lost five games, and we didn't lose them in the last second. We lost these games decisively, and we have to change that. And our fans deserve that, and this market deserves this. We're in the nation's capital, and it deserves better than that, and we have to get it done.
Go with Chip, and then two more.
Bruce, Chip Reer, ABC 7 in D.C. Right now it's Bill Callahan. The focus is the Miami Dolphins, but as you go through this season, how will you evaluate the coaching search for next season and the future, and how important that is for you to get this right with the pressure of the fan base surrounding this organization?
You know, Chip, it's a question that maybe we'll have to talk about in November, December, and how we're doing. Right now, everybody's working on their jobs. We'll have plenty of opportunity to explore what's out there in the coaching world after the season. There are league rules that determine what you can and can't do in coaching searches, which we'll obviously follow.
Matt Parris from the Washington Times. Bruce, obviously Trent Williams isn't here. Just where do things stand with him, and have you considered trading him at all since it's you guys are 0-5?
He is not here. You are very correct on that, Matt. And really, there's been no dialogue with any other team.
Could you consider trading him? Just as a follow-up, would you consider trading him?
No, not at this time.
Bruce, there's a lot of talk about the culture surrounding this football team. And obviously with a decade, two decades without much playoff success, without much on-field success, how would you describe the culture surrounding this football team?
You know, the culture is actually damn good. These people care. We have a very young core of players that we have brought in here who are accustomed to winning. If you look at the record of these guys, they're accustomed to winning. They want to win. In free agency, we brought Landon Collins. A great leader, great player, wants to win. We haven't put it together. We've made too many mistakes on game day. But the effort of the players and the rest of this organization is fantastic. Doug Williams, his hours, if you want to check his time card, working all the time. Our scouts on the road, working all the time. And they're trying to find the right formula for success. These players have the ability, and we just have to execute it.
How does that culture translate then to winning football?
Through winning football games. We have to win. We didn't win any of these games.
Then last one, David Aldridge, finish us off.
It's David Aldridge with The Athletic. To kind of piggyback on JP's question, over the last decade, you have tried several different models in terms of culture building, whether it was bringing Joe Gibbs back, going to a strong GM with Scott McLuhan, bringing in a young assistant like Jay Gruden. Nothing has worked. So why is it so hard to set a proper culture that leads to winning football for you?
You know, I don't necessarily agree with the premise that it's never. You know, last year at this time, we're in first place and we're doing well. So it was working pretty damn good. And unfortunately, our quarterback got injured. The pieces are here for a winning team. We have to put them in the right place, believe in each other, and keep fighting for a goal. There's only one way you win. You have to work. And you have to get better, and you have to beat your opponent. And that's what we have to do. And I believe these players and these coaches will do that.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.